Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Disability Rights Watch commemorates International Day for Persons with Disabilities. Borokoso District receives emergency water supply. In international news, close to 100,000 people in northern Mozambique have been forced to flee in recent weeks. And in sports, FAWUS engages Ministry of Sports, Youth and Arts regarding unpaid allowances. And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has successfully completed the Emergency Water Supply and Sanitation Improvement Project in Northern Province. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Colleen Zinzovu, has announced that the project, valued at 86.8 million kwacha, was fully financed by the government and implemented through the Chambeshi Water Supply and Sanitation Company. Ms. Zinzovu notes that the project, which commenced on 23rd April 2018, has now been fully completed and the infrastructure is currently under its defects liability period. Now, once operationalized in full, the upgraded system will benefit more than 30,000 residents of Mporokoso. The ministry reaffirms its commitment to expanding access to safe, reliable and sustainable water supply and sanitation services across all districts in line with the government's broader agenda to promote public health, human dignity and socio-economic development. Former Minister of Religious Affairs and National Guidance, Godfrida Somaili, has appealed to President Hage Ndeyishilema to allow his predecessor to be put to rest and respect his wish. Reverend Somaili has said that there is still a dark cloud in the nation due to the unburied body of former head of state Edgar Lungu. She has noted that the family of President Lungu is in so much anguish and pain. Due to this, Antasila, being the oldest of the children, is not expected to go back to normal life without her father being buried.
Even when she was assured by the Speaker of the National Assembly that you can come back, report back to Parliament 2 weeks after the burial of your father, and now to hear that the seat has been declared vacant is very, very painful. They are still in the mourning state. Our father, Edgar Chaga Lungu, is still in the morgue, still in the mortuary. How do you start having a normal life? Mom is still sleeping on the floor, and that's why we cannot understand how somebody can stand in the way, blocking everything. Even the day that we were supposed to put him to rest, to bury him, church service is going on, then there's an injunction at court. Who does that? There was a wish by the former president that, you know, I do not want, the president Hage Ndeyishilema to attend my burial. And the family has to respect that. But the president insists I have to be there. He doesn't have to be there. He should have allowed his brother to be put to rest.
Disability Rights Watch and the disability community in Zambia has joined the global community in commemorating the International Day for Persons with Disabilities under the theme Fostering Disability Inclusive Societies for Advancing Social Progress. Disability Rights Watch Programs Coordinator Bruce Juma has invited all persons with disabilities and their families, community members, civic and traditional leaders to join commemoration of the important day and celebrate human dignity Diversity and Unite for an Inclusive Zambia. Mr. Joma says this year's theme places social inclusion and leadership at the center of national development and underscores the urgency of persons with disabilities as rights holders who have the potential to contribute to development and make independent choices. He has since called on the government to raise its level of ambition on the disability agenda, as rhetoric must be matched with measurable action. Now, the Zambia Army has ordered illegal miners in the Lower Zambezi in Siabonga district to vacate the area immediately or face forced eviction. Army Commander Lieutenant General Geoffrey Ziele says the directive forms part of intensified efforts to curb illegal mining. General Ziele states that security forces are ready to enforce the order and remove illegal miners across the country if they fail to comply. Speaking during a tour of the Lower Zambezi River line in the Momba area of Siavonga district, the army commander described the illegal mining as an economic crime. He notes that such activities pose a serious threat to the nation's economic development and security, as illegal mining often attracts other criminal behaviors. General Ziele warned that the army has spoken firmly for long enough and that some individuals now appear to be inviting harsher measures. He says those acting with impunity risk carrying long life memories of the military in their lives. Government has acknowledged that persons with disabilities in Chipili district of Luapula province continue to encounter challenges that limit their full participation in WASH services. Chipili District Commissioner Wendy Chapewa emphasized that access to safe water, sanitation and hygiene is a basic human right. She made these remarks during a one-day orientation held in Chipili, organized under the Water Voices United project, co-founded by the European Union and the Danish People's Aid, and implemented by SNV and the NGO WASH Forum. She recognized the project's role in elevating the concerns of persons with disabilities and promoting transparency in service provision. Ms. Chapewa reiterated the government's resolve to turn the orientation's insights into meaningful progress and urged that Chipili be positioned as a benchmark for inclusive WASH delivery.
I commend the Water Voices United project for championing this vital cause. Their work to amplify community voices, especially those of persons with disabilities, continues to advance accountability and equity in WASH service delivery. We are grateful for the generous support of the European Union and the WASH People's Aid, and we acknowledge FNB and the NGO WASH Forum for their dedicated leadership in implementing this initiative.
Earlier, NGO WASH Forum Advocacy Officer Nonde Luatula explained that the forum, comprising 41 member organizations, convened the orientation to advance inclusive WASH practices. He highlighted the need to address gaps in infrastructure developed through the Constituency Development Fund, which often overlooks accessibility for persons with disabilities. Mr. Luatula underscored the importance of engaging both duty bearers and right holders in shaping inclusive development.
You will realize that TTF addresses the game changer, and most of the infrastructure has come about because of TTF and because of the implementation of your government. But we would like to bring on board everyone. We don't want to leave anyone behind. If you build a water infrastructure, a water point in a rural place like we want everyone to accept that despite or regardless of his or her disability.
Meanwhile, SNV WASH and IWRM advisor Freeman Mubanga shared that the SNV is a global development